So we're going to begin with a piece in Tshuva, Maimer Beis, as a beautiful preparation for Yom Kippur, and where the Nesiv Shalom discusses some of the basic tenets of what Tshuva is all about. So he says, Kosav HaRambam BePerek Zayin MeHilchas Tshuva. The Rambam writes, Gedoyla Tshuva Shemekareves HaAdam L'Shechina. The Rambam says that tshuva is amazing because guess what? It brings a person close to the Shechina. It's very non-classical Rambam. The Rambam, in a very halachic way, codifies halacha, right? Paskins the shailas. And here, the Rambam seems to be introducing type of a musar that, you know, let's rally the troops. That tshuva is amazing; it gets you close to the Shechina. You didn't return to me, meaning it's proximity. Obviously, it doesn't mean proximity because Hashem isn't anywhere. But there's a level of a strengthening of the relationship that happens through tshuva. Come back. If you do tshuva, be sid back. You will connect to me. Dveikus with Hashem. A tshuva. Mikareves es harechoikim. Tshuva is the process where the those that are far away from Hashem, spiritually distant. In other words, the kiruv process. The reason it's called kiruv is because you're taking someone who's rachoik, who's far away, and you're mikarev. You're bringing him close to Hashem. So tshuva is mikareves es harechoikim. Emesh haya ze sonui lifnei amakom. Yesterday, this guy was hated by Hashem. Mishukatz umeruchak v'toyeva. He was despicable. He was far away. He was an abomination. Vayoyim hu ahuv v'nechmad karoiv v'yedid. Beautiful Hashemis. And today, through the process of tshuva, the person is beloved. He is endeared. He's close. And he is very treasured by Hashem. That's the Rambam in Al-Chavav. Ram continues in Halacha Zayin, Kame me'ula ma'alas ha'tshuva. How great is tshuva? So on the one hand, the Rambam tells you tshuva is amazing because it causes a person to get close to Hashem. In Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, how great is tshuva? Emesh ha'yazem muvdal. He was separated from Hashem Elokei Yisrael. He was separated. Shne'emar avonoseichem hayu mavdilim b'neichem levein Elokeichem. When Yishayo Anavi says that our sins cause a separation between us and Hashem, so'ek ve'eno ne'eneh, we yell out and he doesn't answer. And then what does tshuva do? V'hayom hu mudbak b'shechina shne'emar v'atem advekim v'ashem lokeichem. Right? So on the one hand, halacha vav, the Rambam says tshuva makes us from being hated, from us being despicable, degradable people, to being loved, treasured people. And it causes a strong relationship. In Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, tshuva is so amazing that it takes away that mechitza, that separation between us and Hashem.
So like it's in two steps almost.
Oh, so we'll have to, yeah. Harambam b'dvar v'elu heir lono is mahus goydel p'gam achit v'es gadlus ha'tshuva. And these two halachas, the Rambam is clarifying for us, enlightening us, the essence of how great a blemish, right? P'gam achit is something that the Lashon p'gam literally means a blemish. But what it means is the effect of the chit, the effect that the chit has on the person. And how great tshuva is, that it overcomes this pagam. Ki b'emes, tzarech bir. It needs to be explained. Lama b'hizkiru gado pagam achit, kosev she'emesh hayu zeh sonu imaruchuk. Because why is it that the Rambam, when he's defining how great the sin is, he says that yesterday we were hated, we were distant, v'chein b'godo l'erecha tshuva, the Rambam says, shayoyim hu ahuv, today we're loved. Seemingly, if you look at this, The fact that we're hated, that's not that the it's not defining what the aveira is. It's the outcome. Our aveira caused the distance. Our aveira caused us to be hated.
We did.
We did something. Not what we did, but it's the result of our action. And tshuva, the result of tshuva is that now we are close. Now we are no longer hated.
So you still do the sin, but it's not like you're hated from the result anymore.
But well, 1 second. So what's this question? They're not the main point that everything's revolving around. In other words, I'm not defined. The Rambam doesn't come here to. If you want to define what is tshuva, right? If I want to define, something, so I don't define it by its results. If I want to define a hammer, I don't say it knocks in a nail. Knocking in the nail is a definition of what the hammer does, but it doesn't define what the hammer is. Right? So if I wanted to define the hammer, I would say it's an instrument that a builder uses to knock in the nail, but I have to first define it as an instrument.
Before you see the end result.
Oh, so Zukta the Nesiva Shalom, he has a question. He says, I don't understand. If the Rambam is defining tshuva, he's defining the Pagama Aveira and he's defining tshuva. Why didn't the Rambam focus on what is Aveira? What does it do, but what is it in its essence? And then what is tshuva in its essence? Why are you focusing on the results? Achein, says the Nesiv Shalom, Lamita Shodava Enokin, it's not true. Shaikola Torah b'mitzvah him Eitzois Lahagia Levoisi Dabek. He's setting down a fundamental principle in our Avodas Hashem. So it's not true. What's not true? In other words, it's not true that the result of a sin is the distance. The sin itself, the Aveira itself is that distance. It's not a result, but it's the essence of what the Aveira is. Let him define. So he says, why is that true? Because Torah and mitzvahs are eitzos to reach to Dveikus and Hashem. Right? The Zohar HaKadosh, when it defines mitzvahs, it translates the word mitzvahs, which we translate as
commandments.
Tzivui. The Zohar defines mitzvahs as itin, as suggestions. So, the Rebbe is saying, what does it mean? Because Torah mitzvahs are eitzos, they're different mechanisms, they're different suggestions, they're advice of how to reach the ultimate Dveikus Hashem. Our goal is to get to the Dveikus. But how do we do that? How does a physical, finite individual connect to the infinite HaKadosh Baruch, which is not defined by time, place, or space? So, Torah tells us the mechanism to create this chemical reaction where the finite can become infinite and connect to the infinite is the Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs is that ultimate capability that a person has to jump beyond the universe, to jump beyond the three dimensions, and to enter a new dimension of Ruchnius. And to connect to Ruchnius.
It's not going
to
get a person like all the way there. The Kodesh Baruch is like 100% spiritual, no?
We can never have in other words, Dveikus with the Shekhinah doesn't mean that we're connecting with the Shekhinah Ba'atzmusoi. The Ramchal speaks about this frequently, that we never discuss the Pashtas HaShekhinah, the Pashtas of Hashem. In other words, Hashem, in His essence, there's no Makom outside. We don't exist in that world. There's no way to connect to that world. That's something beyond that we can never talk about because it's beyond logic, it's beyond fathom, it's beyond anything we can even dream of. When we're talking about connecting to Hashem, we're talking about as Hashem relates to us, as Hashem now constricts Himself to allow Him to have an interaction with the world, how do we then in turn relate back to Him and have that relationship with Him? What's our mechanism to create that relationship to make it a two-way street that it's not only Hashem constantly giving to us, but we're also able to be mekabel and relate back to Him. So that's what the Zohar is telling us, and the Sivshom is quoting, is that Torah and mitzvahs is that means, that mechanism that we can use, that we could tap into, that we could tap into in order to relate back and to create that relationship with the Shekhinah as it relates to us.
That's very deep.
Yeah. It's like the Ace of his Vizet Tachlis Hakol Shia Yehudi Yedovuk Hashem. This is the ultimate goal of every Jew, that he should be connect, that he should connect to Hashem. Hadvekus Hashem, this connection to Hashem, he si'i she'ifaisov shel Yehudi ne'emon v'si'i oishoi. See means the climax, that's the ultimate. So connecting to Hashem is the ultimate desire of every true believing Jew, and it's the ultimate happiness that a person can get. The ultimate happiness that a person can get is from realizing that relationship that he has with the Shekhinah. Realizing that the vacancy he has with the Baruch Hu. So if that's true, so that's our goal, that's what we're striving for, that's our desire. So how do you define, right? Everyone asks the Rebbeim to make a list. Who's the biggest gadol in the world? Who's the, you know, who's on the dream team? Who's on the, you know, the who the all-stars, right? And every Rebbe says, who am I to judge, right? How can I ever do this? This summer I had a boy in my shir, Nitzisoy Kola, and he kept on asking me, he goes, if you would make the Sanhedrin of the all-time Sanhedrin from the beginning of history until now, who would you put on your Sanhedrin? I don't think it's so hard, but you have like Adam, you have like Avram Avinu. It's big shots. Right. Moshe Rabbeinu, like not so crazy, yeah. But right, who am I to judge? So says the Nesiv Shalom. You want to really know who's bigger? That's defined based on Dveikus. It's not defined based on knowledge. It could be knowledge that leads to Dveikus, but knowledge in and of itself that doesn't make a person bigger. Right? Someone who does more mitzvos, that doesn't necessarily make him bigger. When the mitzvos lead to the dveikus, when the Torah leads to the dveikus, that's what creates, that relationship creates the greatness of the individual.
So the kind of like the kirvas Hashem.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. It says, Nimtzim kein, shekol hatiurim, all of these descriptions, that we're using to describe the effects of a chet on the Jewish soul, him ke'ayin neged ze shenasi sonui umiruchak umuvdal me'elokei Yisrael. They are meaningless, they're worthless in relation to the fact that we're saying that a person is distant from Hashem. In other words, like this. Chavetz Chaim in his Abdomen Sefer Chavetz Chaim says, he quoting from the Sefer Kabbalah, that if a person doesn't have Avera, that's going to create a negative effect on his nefesh. That when there is Tchias HaMesim, if he did an Avera with his hand, he'll be lacking a hand. If he did a mitzvah with his hand, he gets his hand back. If he did an Avera with his mouth, he'll be lacking a mouth. And doing mitzvahs with your mouth, you can recreate that mouth. Says the Nesiv Hashem, that's all true. No one's denying the pagam hachet, that the chet creates these deficiencies in the individual. But the deficiencies in the individual are secondary when we recognize that the ultimate goal of the individual is not to be created as whole, but the ultimate goal of the individual is dveikus. Right? The fact that Olam Haba is going to come and he's going to be a lacking person, that's bad.
Right?
Right? That's motivation. And that's scary. But at the end of the day, the ultimate focus, the ultimate goal is the Dveikus. Right? So if I'm focused on the Dveikus, that's the ultimate, should be the ultimate motivation. So the pagam achet is only secondary in relationship to the ultimate goal. Moshe lemaat davar doyma, lahavdil elef alfei hevdolos, right? If you would go to Michael Jordan and ask him, I'll give you two choices. You won 6 championships in your career. So you have two choices. You can have 6 championships or 6 MVPs. One or the other. You can't get both. So what's he going to choose?
Probably the championships.
Vata the championships.
Yeah.
Vata the championships. The MVPs are nice, but they're secondary in relation to the championship. How many people do we talk about? He was great, but he didn't win. Right? He was so amazing, but he didn't get to the ultimate. He didn't reach the top.
Right?
He reached the top. Okay, he wasn't the MVP every year, but he was a champion. Right? Every player is willing to forfeit a certain amount of the self-respect and self and the honor and covet of being an individually great if they're able to join up with their three best friends and win the championship. Right? Take one for the team. There's no I in team, right? So the assignment is there's a primary and a secondary.
And the primary is the Devekis.
So the primary is the Devekis. The primary is the Devekis. So if we're defining what the chait does, what's the problem of a chait? The ultimate problem of a chait is not the pagam, is not the blemishes and the chasreinus we're going to have and all these negative attributes and midos that are going to... No! The problem of a chait is that it creates a distance and there's no dvekis. We're lacking in a dvekis.
Right, because that's ultimately the end goal.
That's the end goal. That's the end goal. So he says, Mamash, a beautiful thing here. L'chein shaper magdir ha-rambam es goydol begam ha-chait. B'zeh shemach kumavdil yudim e'aviv shebashamayim. So the Rambam is beautiful. What is the Rambam doing? He's saying, what's the pagam? It was a problem of the chait. The ultimate problem of chait is the fact that we're distant and hated by Hashem, that we've created this mechitza between us and Hashem. All of the other things that also might occur is nice, but the main problem is this distance. That's Iker Erech HaTshuva. So he says, if that's the case, so what's tshuva all about? What's the main value of tshuva? The main value of tshuva, the ultimate purpose of tshuva is not fixing, you know, I was a Baal Lashon Hara, I'm no longer a Baal Lashon Hara. That's important.
Right.
But what's the main value of that? What's the main focus of tshuva? Ikar erech ha-tshuva, bekach shemekarev esodem l'shechina. The main value of tshuva, the ultimate purpose of tshuva is that the fact that now we can connect to Hashem. Is the fact that we have this relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tshuva oisiyos tashuv Hashem. You shall return to Hashem. Ki Hashem ilah shebeshem havaya baruch hu. Now he's going to get a little Kabbalistic for you, okay? So, because Hashem, one of the names of Hashem is the shem havaya.
Right.
Yudke vavke. Okay? What is that? The names of Hashem signify the way different ways that Hashem interacts with the world. Right. So you have Havaya. He's going to define it. So he's going to define it in a second. But in classically we say the Shem Havaya Yud Kei Vav Kei symbolizes Hashem as he interacts with Claudius from the world through the Midas of Rachamim. And Din represents how Hashem interacts with the world through Midas. I'm sorry, Shem Adonus, Aleph Dalun Yud, is how Hashem interacts with the world through Midas Adin. So Shema Yisrael Hashem and Elohim is Din, because Elohim means a judge. Okay, so Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem. Rachamim, who is also Elokein, who is also Din, Hashem Echad is really all one.
So you have to think like when you're saying Shema, think like a step deeper. Like,
so he says like this: Ki Hey Ilah, the first Hey. So now he's breaking down even further. So the first Hey, Shibashem Havaya, the Yud Hey, right? The first Hey, Ruimezes Al Kutcha Brichu. That represents Hashem. The Hei Tato and the second Hei in the Shem Havaya, Al Knesses Yisrael. This is found in a lot of Sefer Machshava. You find this idea. The Yud, you have Yud, then you have a Hei, which is Hashem. The Vav is a Vav Achibor, is a connection to the Hey. The second Hey is Knesset Yisrael. The Shem Havayah is representing the relationship between Hashem and Knesset Yisrael. That's why it's Midas Rachman.
Gets closer and closer.
Oh, Midas Rachman is a definition of a relationship, right? Then it's also a relationship, but Rachamim is a close relationship. So when you're the shame that represents Hashem as he interacts with the world through mercy, is the same name within the name is Meruma, is hinted at the fact that it's all about the relationship between us and Hashem. The Hei Tatoi with the Hei Eloi with the Vav Achibur. So he says, Vaidei Chatoim Shel Knesset Yisrael. Nivdelas heita toy meheila. Vinoitrim is sachim avdilim. And through our sins, we break the vav. We create a mechitza. We create a separation between the first hay and the second hay. Vaade tshuva toshuv Hashem. Chayzeris helios chabuka udevuka becha. Through tshuva, everything goes back to its place, that now we remain connected back to Hashem.
That's crazy.
If you look in the Shem Yichud that some people say in Nusach Sfar, you'll find it a lot. You probably have it before Sfiras HaEmor in the Siddur. So in the Shem Yichud, what do they say? Leyachad. That we're connecting through the mitzvah, right? We're connecting the Yud Hei with the Vav Hei. What's the pshat? The pshat is that our chatoyim created a break between the Hei and the Hei. And the Vav HaChibor that connects the two, is there's a break in between them. And through our mitzvahs, and through our tshuva, we're going to be miyachad the Shem. And recreate that relationship between Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the real focus, yeah, that's why tshuva is always a scary process, right? People think of tshuva, it's, I did bad. It's like you have to go to the havdil, the confessional, right? You go to the priest, and he's sitting behind, told me all your sins, right? And you have to sit there and spill your guts and cry and feel like you're 2 cents and worthless and gross. And that's our perspective of what tshuva is all about. And the Nesiv Shalom is saying, is like, you got the whole picture wrong. It's all faket. Yeah, there might be crying involved, and yeah, you might be sorry, and you might be, but you have to approach it with a perspective of, I am now going to do the ultimate process of connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I am going to work on my dveikus with Hashem right now. How do I do that? So I have a whole process of how to do that. But that's the most uplifting thing in the world. What do we do? What's Yom Kippur all about? Yom Kippur and Aser Yom Tshuva, it's not about I'm a horrible, disgusting, bad person. It's that I messed up and I'm distant, but Hashem gave me this opportunity to create that dveikus, which is my goal.
Take away the mechitza.
Right.